We can wait for
some. Right, okay. Item one, the approval of the minutes of the meeting of the council held on the 16th of May 2022, as published on the council website.
Approved.
Okay. Item two, apologies for absence.
This is then received apologies from Councillors C. Barry, Councillor J. Barry, Councillor R. Barry, Councillor Dodson, Councillor Green, Councillor Kenny, Councillor McEwen, Councillor Nixon, Councillor Wilcock, and Councillor Smith.
Mr. Mayor, can I just be sure that was Councillor Louise Nixon?
It is, Mr. Mayor. Yes.
Thank you. Declaration of interest? No. Okay. Announcements. The Mayor's announcements. Quite a lot seems to have happened since we had our last council meeting. The Queen's Platinum Jubilee event, the afternoon tea held on Sunday the 29th of May to celebrate the match of the Queen's Platinum Jubilee, was a great success. And to talk with the 96-year-old residents and those attending from community groups made it a real memorable occasion. Thank you to those who attended Her Majesty the Queen's Platinum Jubilee Civic Service that took place at the Collegiate Church at St Mary's Stafford on Saturday the 4th of June. The 40th anniversary of the Falklands conflict, the open air service that was held at the Falklands Garden in Gale Square on Saturday the 18th of June. Thank you to all those who attended the open air service to commemorate the 40th anniversary. It was a very moving occasion to us. It was very well won as well. But it was a privilege to honour those who fought in the Falklands and for those who lost their lives. The charity event that we held last week, the Portuguese Evening with the Mill in Stone, thank you to all those who supported the evening. The evening was a great success and raised just over £1,000. The Queen's Commonwealth Baton Relay today. I was honoured to receive the Queen's Commonwealth the Baton earlier today when it arrived in Stafford. And finally, members will have received a letter about the High Performance Service, and I hope it will be well supported. That's all my announcements. The leader of the council, Councillor Farrington, has an urgent announcement that you wish to make.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, and welcome your audience. Very sadly, councillors, I had a telephone call this afternoon to inform me that Councillor Mike Smith has suffered a stroke. He is currently in Stoke Hospital, obviously because it's quite early in terms of the news. I have no real information about his future prognosis. I can tell you that he is conscious, but beyond that I don't really have any further news for you. I wanted to take this opportunity to inform you, and as Councillor Godfrey knows, I did actually courtesy telephone him earlier this afternoon just to inform him of this information. So thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would hope that we can, as one, send our thoughts and prayers to Councillor Smith and his family, and hope that his health improves soon. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Councillor Godfrey.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I couldn't agree more with the leader of the council, and we wish Mike a speedy recovery, and he will be in our thoughts and prayers tonight. Thank you.
Thank you. And yes, I'm sure that the whole council will wish you to pass on their best wishes.
Thank you.
Public questions, then?
No, Mr. Mayor.
Council session?
No, Mr. Mayor.
Item 7 is notice of motion. I call on Councillor Pearce. Do you want to read your notice of motion or take it as read?
I think it's very clear, Mr. Mayor, that I'd like to speak to this.
Okay. Is this seconded?
Sorry, this is the near side of the state.
Thank you, Councillor. Okay, Councillor Pearce.
Mr. Mayor, the response of the British people and the residents of Stafford to the war in Ukraine has been overwhelming. The response of the government has been appalling. Locally, we've seen residents donate food and clothing, money and, most importantly, their homes to Ukrainian refugees. The government, despite its warm words, has failed refugees and their hosts on almost every count. Firstly, there is the delay, and in many cases, failure to issue visas to thousands of refugees wanting to come here. After months of seeing harrowing pictures of desperate refugees waiting and waiting for visas to be issued, the Home Office finally speeded up the process, but there are still many thousands waiting for their visas to be processed. As of the 12th of July, over 20,000 of them. Other European countries have waived visas for Ukrainian refugees. Then there is the process of allocation and associated vetting and safeguarding. At first, the government seemed to have forgotten all about the need to ensure that those offering accommodation were checked, both in terms of the accommodation being offered and also that they would be suitable hosts. After a while, and after many had already arrived, they decided that local authorities should do this, but without providing adequate financial support. Finally, there's the absence of proper financial support for those families hosting refugees. For those having Ukrainian relatives living with them, there is no financial support at all. For others offering to host, there is some financial support, but many consider this to be inadequate. By contrast, the Syrian Vulnerable Persons Scheme provided proper funding for local authorities to enable them to oversee the whole process, which some have done on an in-house basis, whereas others, such as Staffordshire, contracted with Refugee Action, who have a track record of dealing with refugees. This should have been the basis for the scheme for Ukrainians also. Perhaps I'm being cynical, but I believe the government's shortcomings in relation to Ukrainian refugees are linked to their obsession with creating a hostile environment for those fleeing war and persecution, something that has resulted in the current plans to send asylum seekers to Rwanda, a truly appalling proposal. The people of Stafford have shown that they want to treat such people with compassion, dignity and fairness. It's time for the government to do so too.
Councillor Byrd.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I was just checking the second I didn't want to say a few words in advance.
Mr. Mayor, I thought that's it. Thanks. Bye. Thank you.
Okay. Shall I just respond, isn't it?
Yes.
First of all, thank you for a very nice Portuguese evening in Stone at the Mill. I thoroughly enjoyed that and great to have you raise so much money for your charity. I don't think anyone would or could have forecast the events unfolding from the 24th of February 2022 in Ukraine. Unprecedented times call for unprecedented responses, and residents and governments have come together to support those displaced by the ravages of war on individuals, communities, and their country. Partners, central and local government, residents, and those affected by war in Ukraine. In terms of local government, it includes the responses from people like the NHS, schools, getting people admitted into class as early as possible, the County Council and the Borough Council.
For the Borough Council, 67 households have come forward to offer shelter to 156 individuals. Across the county, two-thirds of the people have already arrived as part of Homes for Ukraine scheme. There is an additional allied scheme, Families for Ukraine, on top of that. From a housing perspective, the borough has done huge amounts. It has vetted sponsors as well as the families. We have vetted the housing standards of the accommodation to ensure that it is fit for purpose. The borough is going to pay, or has already paid, £200 out in support as a support payment up front already, and helped engage the families with community links and more local and formal services like schools and enrolment to schools, and providing courses like English as a second language to ensure that they are as welcome and integrated into our communities as possible. Furthermore, the Borough Council has also undertaken further checks to make sure that those relationships are working out and that we maintain an ongoing dialogue with those families. The Borough Council is also paying out money to those sponsor hosts, and equally is also maintaining a dialogue with those to ensure that those relationships work thoroughly. Therefore, to suggest that councils and local governments is not doing anything, I think would be so far from the truth, and I'd like to put on record my thanks to the officers for pulling together a scheme at no notice to ensure that we could welcome those people who have been significantly affected by the war in Ukraine. Therefore, Mr. Mayor, I would like to propose an amendment. And the amendment I would like to propose is as follows. I'd like to maintain the first paragraph of the motion, which starts, "Staff of Borough Council congratulates the many residents who have shown their support for the people of Ukraine, and places on record the Council's support for Ukraine and its people. In particular, we thank those who have organised collections of food, clothing and money to help those fleeing the war." Furthermore, we'd like just to maintain the next sentence, which says, "It is encouraging that so many people and families have offered to host Ukrainian refugees." At that point, Mr. Mayor, I'd like to make an amendment. The amendment will then take place of the rest of the motion, which should read as follows. The Council will continue to engage and encourage, everyone from central and local government, communities where Ukrainian families are settling, through to those individual hosts, to continue in their efforts to support everyone looking for help and relief from war-torn Ukraine, especially as the fighting continues over the longer term and more people are affected. Mr. Mayor, I think that reflects exactly what this council and our communities would expect us to be doing to support those people who have been the subject of this unfair and unjust war in Ukraine. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Is that seconded? I wish to second the point, Mr. Mayor, please. The office.
Mr. Mayor, Councillor Fair should speak last.
Right. Okay. Anybody else that wishes to speak?
Councillor Fair.
Yes, Mr. Mayor. I'll talk about the amendment. The word amended with. The council will encourage everyone from central and local government. And a comma. And it goes community. It doesn't make sense. I wasn't an English teacher, but I know one that was. But the point is, this doesn't make sense. So, to be quite honest, I think it wants a lot of work on it. It to knock out all the other sentences and put this in is not doing justice to the people it affects. So I do suggest that the person who introduced this should rewrite it very quickly.
Okay, thank you. Councillor Loughran.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I support my colleague's right the fact that he called a Scottish person an English teacher. I think he's absolutely correct in that everyone from central and local government, they are the ones who do the encouragement. Those communities who are already engaged and working to assist the Ukrainian families don't need any more encouragement. They need more help in doing what they are doing. So I would agree with what my colleague is saying, that really the amender should have paid a little bit more attention to the language that he is using. After all, we do know from listening to the radio 1 o'clock today that central government is still not doing what it should be doing for the people of Ukraine who are arriving here as refugees. Lunchtime this afternoon, we heard of some of the Ukrainians who are in actual fact becoming homeless because there is a lack of support. And I believe that lack of support is certainly coming from central government. They're too wrapped up in what's going on in the Green Party just now to be aware of the quiet consequences of what's going on in the country. And I say, yes, we should in fact encourage central government and our local authorities to know they're doing as much as they can to work with all the families who are helping the Ukrainians. But let's get our facts right and let's get all the people on this too, because there are a lot of accommodation required for those people working so hard with the refugees in the local community. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Councillor Lowe.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'm very pleased I did like this. I'm sure Councillor Kemp would have picked a few more holes in it. We seem to be seeing a lot of support for those residents who are showing their support. We've spoken about the transportation of clothes, sanitary products that the very kind people are taking over to Poland and to Ukraine if we can get there. But I'd like to ask that we also show our support for those residents who are doing the small things that they can afford, because they're going through a very, very difficult time and there isn't a lot of disposable income out there. I wholeheartedly support Councillor Pearce in what he's written. Personally, I have two ladies who I have a resident whose house very kindly given up his house in Boston. One of the ladies is about to have her baby here, and they're both very excited. But I've written to Michael Gove to see if I can get help for them because they're not recognised in the scheme that they've come through on. And I've written to Bill Cash to see if I can get a reply back from him. And still nothing. And these two ladies are not getting any money, and it must be a very difficult time for them. But as Stone does, and Stone is, hugely generous community. They have helped them out with a number of things, crowns, being clothes, being food, etc., plus food for them. So I'm not so sure I do support this amendment, although it is well written. So no, I won't be voting for this. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Lodeski.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. But I certainly would like to support this amendment. It's the wishy-washy language, non-committal language. We'll continue in the efforts to support, blah, blah, blah. It basically says nothing, doesn't commit us to anything. And it's really interesting that last sentence has been crossed out. Urges the government to treat all those fleeing war and persecution, basically said, we're not interested. All those fleeing war and persecution, we're not interested if you're outside of Ukraine or whatever. It absolves all responsibility even though some of those fleeing from the countries are those countries that we're responsible for bringing to their knees. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Councillor
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. My experience as a board member has been somewhat different to what's been portrayed across the chamber. I've got a couple of ladies that are in a local house and they're into a few of the locals as well. And yes, it was difficult at the start. There was problems with getting visas and getting the houses checked and the CVS checked and everything else. And as was quite rightly said by Jeremy, it's a difficult time. It was a difficult time for those people. It's been a difficult time for everyone. And I can't support the original motion that was put forward. And the amendment does make sense. Perhaps into a comma here or there. But it's a lot more sense than this, what we've worked in front of us. And in terms of the phraseology of continues to support, I know that these two girls have got a part-time job locally. We've also got the strawberry farms where all the Ukrainians have got jobs. And one of the biggest helps for them is from the DWP. They've actually acknowledged the fact that these guys haven't got the proper paperwork. They've worked through with them and they've got money going into their bank accounts now. So I really don't think that I can support the previous motion and I will be voting for the amendment. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Councillor Lockridge.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Very briefly, Mr. Mayor, I will not be supporting the amendments. I'll be supporting the motions that set out in the agenda. It's fair, caring and factual, and I think we want to have it in for this council. Councillor Bush, Mr. Mayor.
Councillor
Burt, and
I can see
some coming from you there. Mr. Mayor, before we have Councillor Ramsey, has he amended his cobbled together sentence? Because quite honestly, not made. Where that cobble appears, it makes it look the ridiculous.
Councillor Burt.
Councillor Kerr should speak before Councillor Kerr. If Councillor Kerr wants to just respond to that issue.
Not particularly, I'm happy to take the last word.
Okay. Councillor Barrett.
Thank you. The substantive motion.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Well, I'm not going to be lectured to and preached to about language, syntax, and so on, because, as far as I'm concerned, the amendment makes perfect sense to me. And all of the comments that we've heard from across the board, quite frankly, are just amazingly trite and irresponsible. And the reason for that, quite frankly, Mr. Mayor, is that there's absolutely nothing of substance for me to say. But as far as I'm concerned, the meetings that I attended, both at leaders and chief executives meetings and so on, at the sharp end, where all of the districts in Staffordshire and Staffordshire County itself have worked tremendously hard to deliver sustainable, caring and appropriate programmes in the right manner, delivering not just financial support, but taking account of all of those issues that are often missed. So it has been touched upon, so safeguarding has been one issue that's been mentioned this evening. But as far as I'm concerned, everything that I have seen has resulted in properly thought out, properly delivered assistance to those most in need. And what the opposition fails to understand is that every time they bring a motion, they do it in two halves. They start off with well-meaning intent, and hence councillors prefer wanting to say in the first paragraph or so. But then they just go off to tangent because they can't help themselves from criticising politically their opponents. That might well be, but it has no sense in terms of delivering a properly thought through, appropriate motion to deliver assistance, support, and camaraderie where it's needed most. Thank you. you, Mr. Mayor, and that's why I'll be supporting the amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Mr. Mayor, reading through this motion, there's no blame being attached to local authorities. In fact, it's saying that local authorities will do a decent job. And there's, you know, some praise for that.
Mr. Mayor, we should be debating the amendment, not the original motion, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. But my point is germane to the amendment as well, as the council will no doubt find out in the fullness of time. As I continue, if I'm allowed to.
Yes,
Mr. Mayor, the blame here has been put on central government. It's the actions or lack of actions by central government which is creating the problems which are mentioned in this particular motion. And yet this amendment appears to absolve the government of everything, because all those bits are cut out. So the thing is in two parts. One is congratulating local authorities, especially Staffordshire Council, and the other is criticising the government, in my view, quite rightly. And the evidence is there in this motion. And yet that has been deleted. So this group, the controlling group, are in fact shielding the government, as is their wont usually. They're shielding the government from the criticisms, from the absolutely rightful criticisms of the government's behaviour, conduct and actions. And that is what they obviously cannot stomach. We're not talking about local authorities. They've cut out the government. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I take exception to the fact that the legal counsel decides to call my colleagues tribes. I think it's true that you understand the meaning of the word tribes. What he said was that the communities who are depending on that second do not need the same encouragement as central and local government need. And perhaps if he listened more carefully to what people are saying, he would be the one who would understand what is in fact being said. We don't need any lecture from him as to what is and isn't appropriate to be said in this chamber. Thank you very much. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Anybody else?
No.
Councillor Pearce?
So it's quite clear that it's the criticism of central government that doesn't go down well. I'll make it absolutely clear that when I spoke, when you read the original motion, there was no criticism of local government. And so there was, although it was interesting to hear all the things that the authority is doing, and of course they ought to be congratulated on that, there's absolutely no need, because there's no criticism at all of what the local authority is doing, and other local authorities. The criticism is of central government on several grounds, which I spelled out. One of them being that there is insufficient finance for local government to be doing what it is doing. And this is absolutely typical. The government makes these decisions and then expects local authorities to pick up the pieces. So it's interesting that it seems that the controlling group don't want any additional funding from central government. They obviously think there's plenty of money to go around. I have to think differently, that we could be doing a lot more, a lot better, if we had adequate funding from central government. And we shouldn't be afraid to criticise when things go wrong. It seems, finally, that some members of the government actually decided things were going wrong and did something about it.
Amendments on the table that should be negotiated.
We should not be afraid to criticise the central government when there is
an issue to do amendment, please.
I am speaking to it, Mr. Mayor, because the amendment deletes a central section of the motion which criticises the way in which the central government has behaved and performed on this issue. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Councillor Hood.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I think I will join with Councillor Pearce in congratulating local government's efforts in the support of those seeking our sanctuary from war. I think where the debate is sat is that actually the amendment focuses on action and activity. It focuses on welcoming and supporting those Ukrainian refugees. And instead, we want to play party politics with something which is actually a really critical issue. I do appreciate that my grammar may not be as good as other members, but actually, remind me next time to run by the relevant member and seek their input to any amendments in motion going forwards. I said any member. I said any member. I said any member.
The member.
I didn't name you. I did not name you. I'm talking. Thank you. I think the point about grammar is possibly the grammar could be improved, but it is the sentiment of the amendment that is the important thing here. And if we spend our time looking at syntax, dotting I's and crossing T's, I think we really miss the point that actually this is about welcoming people, saying that our community is open and welcome for refugees, and actually thanking the people. And Councillor Hood makes some really good points about lots of individual efforts that are done by lots of people. And we didn't talk specifically about fundraising, but we all have some Ukrainian families in our communities, and we wanted to go out and help support, and people have raised food, raised money, done all sorts of marvellous things, and we should thank them, and I thank Councillor Hood for that input. We should continue to encourage, and the reason we should continue to encourage is actually, as a borough council, we have done things like writing to the ambassador to Ukraine, to demonstrate our support for him and his people and their fights. We've done other things like writing to the Secretary of State, arguing about the ability to be able to have a program to be able to replace people in homes if that first placement doesn't work. We have been at the forefront of doing that, and we will continue to do that. And that is why we use deliberately the word continue. Maybe other members in this House, in this chamber, aren't aware of that.
True.
Maybe other members aren't aware that actually the Homeless Duty does fall on the Borough Council. But I think that this is a fair, caring and factual amendment, and as a result I would like to put the amendment to the vote, Mr. Mayor.
Right, so we're putting the amendment to the vote now. All those in favour of the amendment? Those against the amendment?
Voting against support campaigns. Wow. Says a lot.
So the amendment is carried and that becomes the motion. So no words. So
there's no further statements, we just focus on the
motion. Any further debate? Yeah? Right, so we'll vote on the amendment.
If it's the motion,
the motion is first, yes. So all those in favour of the motion,
amendment.
Those against?
Merrill, I do see Councillor Loughran raising her hand.
Councillor Loughran.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I think I just wanted to ask a question here. See if something would help my understanding. I'm not quite sure why we are, in actual fact, talking about a parish council. It doesn't seem to be
a Councillor Byington.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Council will recall, this similar issue arose in relation to Cresswell Parish Council, and unfortunately, under local government initiatives, once a quorum falls below a certain number, a local parish council is not able to operate, as is set out at paragraph 3.1, 3.2 in particular. Obviously, it's up to the borough council to decide whether or not to intervene. And so, in terms of enabling Upton Croton Parish Council to continue with its local business, the proposal is to enable it to carry on by temporary appointments to that parish council. And as you can see from paragraph 3.3, the council is beaten and half. It is proposed are appointed as temporary parish councillors until the next election, which is due to take place next May. And just to be clear, without that appointment, Hopton and Coulton Parish Council can't operate because it cannot fill a quorum. Basically, Mr. Mayor, that is the proposal from put to council.
Is that seconded?
Mr. Mayor, I second that. Reserve the right to speak, please.
Okay. Councillor Hopton.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Sorry for the interruption. I just am not quite sure why we feel obliged to talk off a parish council whenever the residents within that parish council area don't seem interested in even having a parish council. Because if you look at the number of parish councils who are residing, and they can't even get sufficient from the local community to make a vital I'm not really convinced that we should provide support for it. Maybe the people in the parish council don't even want a parish council, but we are forcing them to carry on as a parish council because we're using our powers to make sure the parish council can carry on. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Councillor Beattie.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mayor. If I can answer that by saying that the parish councils are very conscious of the responsibilities that they've got, and they are trying to put together the set of new councillors, as well as some of the old ones, as we speak. There are very, very important issues that are involved around Hopton and Copeland at the moment. Not least is HS2, we've got the big immigrant application in Serco, and there have been numerous areas of discussion that have had to be adjourned, and so it's very important that the parish council is there and in existence to represent the interests of its community. But, I think Andrew and I would be very happy to serve as long as we need it, not necessarily until the end of May, because I do have confidence that the parish council will reconstitute itself as soon as it can. But we need to make it porous in order for it to fulfil its function. Thank you.
Thank you,
Councillor Barrett. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I just want to point out, really, it's a matter of information. Because a parish council is not quorate, it's unable to carry out other functions, and so, for example, it has current financial responsibilities. It needs to be able to take decisions around payments and extant requirements, and because it ability to do so, it needs to have temporary arrangement to enable it to function properly. And that's really the core, one of the core reasons behind the proposal. And as Councillor Beattie has said, in due course, no doubt the community members will engage more appropriately, and there will be subsequent appointments. But in the interim, the council needs to be able to function, and that's the core reason behind this, isn't it?
Thank you. Councillor Kemp.
Yes, Mr. Mayor. I have sympathy with Councillor Beattie and Councillor Sarr. And I know there's two other councillors sitting here in the chamber with a big smile because they haven't been asked to serve. And I'm very pleased that in actual fact the council didn't decide to ask for a nomination from this side, because you wouldn't see me strike the leader of the Labour group.
Again.
I do sympathise with what is happening, and I wish them well. Let's hope they don't have the same experience that we have.
Councillor Windsor.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Very quickly, threshold was mentioned. It had a blip, and I think it sounds like there's another blip. This council did a fantastic job providing some really good substitute councillors in the short term, and it's almost like a safety net for democracy in the local areas. And so that the people in the chamber know, members know, Creswell is firing on all cylinders now.
Thank you. Anybody else wish to speak? No. Right, okay, so put that to the vote then. All those in favour? Okay. Any against? Any
abstentions?
Well, that's carried. Okay. Are there any items of urgency? No, it's true. I've got to look at the table. Not this man. That's good.
Francis.